Mefarshim are dealing with the Lashon of the Medrash in the beginning of Parashas Pinchas. Pinchas was given the reward of Shalom. And then he noisin lo esbrisi Shalom, and the Medrash has an arichas on it. But before doing so, the Medrash says, Bidin hu sheyitol scharo meshulam. That this wasn't a gift, a matnas chinam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Pinchas, something which he earned. Rightfully so. By doing this act, it was given to him, Bidin, the brachos, the ma'ilus, which he was zeichet to. Secondly, the Radak in Shoftim, and as well as the Sfarno here on the spot, they point out that Pinchas is mentioned once again in the Yemei HaShoftim. And the Pasuk there notes that this is Pinchas ben Elazar. And the Mefarshim, they explained the reason why Pinchas is referred to in the Navi there as ben Elazar is because, not to make the mistake to think that this was a different Pinchas, that the Pinchas who lived Yemei HaShoftim is the same Pinchas mentioned in our Torah, Taras Moshe. So the Radak makes calculations, and he says, if that's the case, Pinchas must have lived well over 300 years, which, by all standards, is tremendous, Arichas Yomim, especially since the Torah says, after the Mabul, that people will live 120 years, and that's Yemei Moshe. Yet Pinchas was zoichet to Arichas Yomim Muflagas. Now, and they do mention that if you do say that Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi, so then that explains it, as is pointed out by some Sfarim, that nowhere in the Torah, not in Taras Moshe, nor in Nach, do we find a Vayomas Pinchas, that Pinchas is ever mentioned to have died. So therefore, what leads us to try to understand B'siyata D'Shmai is, it's clear that Pinchas was Zeichet Tarichas Yomim from this incident, but why is it that this act of killing Zimri and Kozvi deserved Arichas Yomim? And if you take a look at the Sfarno here, V'ani Noisin Lo Esbrisi Shalom, he explains that the gift of Shalom is exactly that, that a person is comprised of four different Yesodos, Ruach, Afar, Eish, and Mayim, and what causes a person to slowly disintegrate and to decompose is the clash and the period with separation between the Arvi Yesodos. But because Eliyahu / Pinchas was Zeichet to a Shalom in the Arvi Yesodos, that's why he was Zeichet to Arichas Yomim. Al Kapanim. The Parsha begins, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. And the Mefarshim deal with the Shaila of, we know that already, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. So what's the purpose of telling us again? So Abarbanel, and we're going to deal with it Sur Hamor. The Abarbanel says the following. Pinchas was a Kohen. Kohen was not a man of war. A Kohen had no shaykhis to that. Yet Pinchas was asked to do, with the mitzvah of Kanaim Poginbo, a Maisa Achzarius, to kill Zimri and Kozvi. And so therefore, the Torah wants to highlight that this was a Maisa Meshubach Ma'od. It was against his nature, especially being Ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, yet Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. That's Pshat of Abarbanel. Sefer Tzur HaMor goes in a different direction. We know that Aaron HaKohen was the quintessential Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom. He was a man of Shalom. And here Pinchas is doing a Maisa Hariga, a Maisa Ritzicha, which would seem contrary to the Mahalich, to the Messiah of Elazar and Aaron HaKohen, which was to be an Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom. Pinchas was a different type of a Rodev. The Gemara calls him a Rodev from Goran Sanhedrin. So Aaron was a Rodev Shalom, and Pinchas was a Rodev Zimri. Yet the Torah wants us to know that no. Pinchas may seem that he committed an act of Achzarius of Ritzicha, but in Pinchas it was an act of Shalom. Like David HaMelech, for example. David HaMelech was an Ishmael Chama. He waged war his whole life. Yet David HaMelech says about himself, Ani Shalom, I am Be'etzim a man of peace. But when they speak, when I say, Hey Malam Melchama, every time I open up my mouth, they're willing to chase me. So who is really a man of Melchama? Am I the man of Melchama, or are they Melchama? David says, I'm a man of Shalom. And the Torah wants us to know the same thing about Zimri and Kozbi and Pinchas, not to be fooled by the surface. Pinchas was acting in a way of peace, and that's why he's zecher to the bracha of Shalom, and that's what the Torah wants us to know. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Aaron was a brother of Shalom, and Pinchas followed in that legacy and that Messiah. So you have Abar Benel, and you have Tzar Hamar. Now we have two mitzvahs in Torah. Two mitzvahs of Torah which are diametrically, seemingly opposed to each other. Yet the Torah tells us, Schar Betzida. The Torah refers to the schar explicitly in the Pesukim. That is Kibud Avaim and Shiluach HaKohen. Kibud Avaim is a mitzvah which is completely sechli, that even the human intellect, common sense, dictates that a person should have respect for one's parents. Yet the Torah says, Kabed es avicha v'simecha, kashet tzivcha shem elokecha, l'man yitavlach v'arachta yamim, that a person is eichet avicha samim, in fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim. The other mitzvah, Shiluach HaKohen, shooing away the mother bird, whether one wants the eggs or doesn't want the chicks, to shoo away the mother bird. And the Torah here too says, V'sabanim tikach lach, l'man yitav lach, v'harach l'yam. But one is Zeicha, two, Avichas Yom. Now, these seem to be in stira to each other, because Kibun Avaim would suggest that the Torah acknowledges and is very happy with the fact that a child should respect his parents. Yet if we have Rachmanis and we appreciate and understand the importance of the relationship between a parent and a child, how do we explain the mitzvah of Shalech L'Shalach HaSaim? Isn't that Tsar Balei Chaim? Does the mother not have compassion for her children, for her kin, and also the baby chicks for the mother? How could we just, there could be a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKohen? Not something which needs to be understood. Now, before we head into that sugya, let's take a look at the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, which we find specifically by Yaakov and Esav. The Gemara goes out of its way, Chazal, to tell us that really Esav excelled and was very great when it came to the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim. But really, this needs some thought. What is Chazal trying to bring out? Was really Esav somebody who was really gewaldic in the midst of Kibud Avaim? After all, he was a Rasha. And he didn't follow the path, the legacy of Yitzhak Avinu. Whereas Yaakov did. Now, Yaakov may have been very different than Yitzhak in his approach to his Avodas Hashem, because Yitzhak, the Torah says, was an Ish Sada, he spent a lot of time in the fields, and he was misboided, and a lot of Dveikas, and Shema Sakdoshim, and, you know, that was the Avodah of Yitzhak. Pachad Yitzhak. And Yaakov was somebody who was an Ishtam Yosheva Halim. He was sinning and shtagging, learning Gemara Rashi Tosfos, and Pnimis HaTorah, of course. But very different Mahalach than Yitzhak Avinu. But Lamaisa, Avram had a Messiah, and it says so in the Torah, beginning of Parshas Vayera, that Hashem loves Avram because he commands his children that they be Shemir Derech Hashem, Lasot Tzedakah Mishpat. He's Mechanech his children in the way of the Derech Hashem. So Yaakov continued in that pathway, and Esav did not. So will we really say that Esav was mechabed his father, mechabed his mother, if he went completely in the opposite direction, he became a Rasha? So perhaps in the details, Esav was very stark, that if his father needed a coffee, he would bring him a coffee, or needed to get him something, do something for him, he would bring food for him to eat. But that's in the tiny details. But in the big picture, you would never say about Esav that Esav is following in the legacy of Yitzhak and Avram. You wouldn't say Esav ben Yitzhak ben Avram. Chazal say, Ki bi Yitzhak ikari l'chazav v'lo b'kol Yitzhak. Esav is not considered to be a child of Yitzhak. We're in a completely different path. So who is the real Mechabed Av? That would be Yaakov. Maybe a little bit different on the surface, but Yaakov has really exemplified the inyan of Kibud Avaim, not Esav. So how did Esav demonstrate Kibud Avaim? In Chitzonius. But in Pnimius, Yaakov was really the one who was Mechabed Avaim. So where do you see examples of the Chitzonius of Esav in his approach to Kibud Avaim? Three examples. The Torah tells us that Esav married at the age of 40. Rashi. Why did Esav get married at the age of 40? Because Yitzhak, the Torah says, in the beginning of Parshas told us, married Rivka at the age of 40. So he said, Tati gets married at the age of 40, I'm also getting married at the age of 40. It's just like his father, Kibud Avaim. Another example. Rambam brings in the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, as does the Medrash, that Yitzchak was machadish the mitzvah of Maaser. Vayizur b'shan ahi mei ha'sha'arim, Yitzchak was machadish the mitzvah of Maaser. Now, Esav also knew how to learn a little, and he would ask Yitzchak questions in learning. What's an example which Chazal give of a question that Esav would pose to Yitzchak? How is a person Maaser tevin u'melach? Dafka question of Maaser, Chazal bring out, why Dafka Maaser? To illustrate that Esav, he would look for ways to copy Yitzchak. That he learned sugis of Maaser because he saw that Yitzchak was dabuk to the midah and the mitzvah of Maaser. So he learned Maasers. Was he a masman and did he learn Torah Lishma? Certainly not. But in Chitzonius, he practiced like Yitzchak. The Torah says that Yitzchak was, that Esav, excuse me, was an ish sadeh. An ish tzayit ish sadeh. That he was in the fields all the time. Why was he in the fields all the time? Because he saw that his father was always in the field. Vayetze Yitzchak asuach basadeh. So he said, Tati's in the fields all the time. I'm also in the fields all the time. I'm exactly like Tati. Who deserves the brachas more than me? I'm following exactly in the footsteps of Yitzchak. But of course, that's not true because the ikker is what Yaakov took. So really, Yaakov is the mechabed av. So although Yaakov had a different mahalach, but he was truly mechabed av. And even more so, how much kibbut av'im did Yitzchak really receive from Esav? Yes, he prepared his food on occasion. But where was his kibbut av'im? Where was the kibbut aim of Esav? Do we find anywhere in Chazal that he had any reverence for his mother whatsoever? We'll get back to that in a moment. But when we take a look at really the dedication of Esav to Yitzchak even, after Yaakov receives the brachos, Esav says the following thing, it's mentioned in the Torah, Yikru yimei evil avi, that the days of the death of my father are coming. So Chazal explained, Rashi brings it, that Esav had intention to kill Yitzchak. How could a person even think about killing a parent? Elamai, really everything which he was machabed Yitzchak until now was really just misafa v'lachot. It was just external, it was chitzonius. Not because he really loved him, appreciated him, it was only for the brachas. But now that he gave the brachas to Yaakov, so who needs Tati anymore? Adrabi, he should be killed because of what he did to me. The pain which he was experiencing because of the brachas being given to Yaakov. And if you take a little bit further look, where do we find anywhere in the Torah that Esav is machabed Yitzchak at any level? Nowhere. In the Torah, that we do see that Yaakov is machabed Yitzchak, because who was the one after all who's preparing the lentils for Yitzchak after the death of Avraham?
Yaakov.
Yaakov is preparing it. So Yaakov is the one who's being machabed Av. Esav is off doing a vera somewhere. Yaakov is being machabed Av, and he prepares it. He's about to give it to Yitzchak. All of a sudden, Esav comes swooping in, and he says, "Oh, that looks delicious. Who is that for? Oh, it's for our father, because I remember Avraham died, and he's given the lentils to the Savra." So Esav, I'm about to die, I need to eat it. So not only does Yaakov, the one who prepares it, the food which is prepared to be mechabed Yitzchak is eaten away by Esav. So it may be that he needed it for pikuach nefesh, but the Torah is illustrating the fact that he ganived Yitzchak for the kibbut av'im that Yaakov was trying to do. But even furthermore, right? Yaakov comes and he prepares the shnei gedi yizim to receive the brachas. Yitzchak eats it and he gets the brachas. Esav prepares it. Yitzchak does not eat it. So even though he went the extra mile to prepare it for Yitzchak, Yitzchak never ate it. So the only one who really in the Torah we find acts of kibbut av are Yaakov, not Esav. Now let's talk about this shaila of shiluach hakein and kibbut avayim. If we had to try rationally to reconcile these two mitzvahs of kibbut avayim, shiluach hakein, can we come up with an approach? Perhaps. And perhaps you would say like this. The Torah says, Kabed es avicha v'asimecha, to respect, to honor one's father and one's mother. Yet it says, Shalech teshalech hasa'im, to send away the mother. So it could be to be mechalik with the following svara, that there's a difference between father and mother. Shalech teshalech hasa'im, it says in the Torah, to send away the mother bird. But the father bird you would never send away. And that's why it says, Kabed es avicha. It says ve'asimecha too, but that's because the mother has to respect the father as well. So maybe there is a place to respect the mother, but since the mother is chayav in the honor of the father as well, so it's only second class. And that's why, if there's ever a need, shalech teshalech hasa'im, to send away the mother. And that could be the rationale that Esav came up with in trying to understand how to bring together these two mitzvahs which have arichas yamim. And I'm sure he was very interested in these mitzvahs because he didn't care about olam haba, he cared about arichas yamim b'olam hazeh. So they had a very great appeal to him. So he was mekayim both mitzvahs. He had nothing to do with his mother, Shalech Tashalach Hasaim. He just used her to keep the coats, but we don't find anywhere in Chazal even that he had any respect to Rivka. But Kibbut Ava, Yazikr, Kibbut Asaf. And mother has to also respect father. So that's how we put it together. But of course, that's not true. And the way that Chazal bring together these two mitzvahs by saying as follows: Shalech Tashalach Hasaim is a chok. And Kabbut Asavicha Vesimacha applies to father and mother the same. So how do you bring these two mitzvahs together? That in the same way that Kibbut Ava Aim is a mitzvah which is speaks to the seichel, it's common sense, but the Torah says, don't do the mitzvah of Kibbut Ava Aim because it makes sense to you. Do it because it's a mitzvah. And we don't understand all the mitzvahs of Hashem. So even though it may be a mishpat, and according to the seichel, approach it as a chok, just like the shalech the shalech haseim. And that's what the Torah says. Kabbut Asavicha Vesimacha, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Means because Hashem commanded you, you have to be mekayim mitzvah Kibbut Ava Aim. And if you mekayim mitzvahs because Hashem does so, and you accept the chukim, then shalech tashalach hasem is not a kasha from Kibbut Ava Aim, because all the mitzvahs are chukim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that we do them because we understand them, we do them because Hashem says to do them. When you approach it that way, that's why there's a richas yonim. And really the two are really on the same level. What's interesting is that these two mitzvahs, shalech tashalach hasem and Kibbut Ava Aim, we find by the Akedah. I spoke about this on Rosh Hashanah a few years ago, that when Avram had to take Yitzchak to the Akedah, so the Medrash says that he had a little bit of an issue. What is he going to tell Sarah? Sarah would never let. So Chazal say the Medrash, I believe it's Tanchuma, that Avraham told, he had this dilemma, and he says, if I don't tell her, then she'll be upset, and if I do tell her, how will she let? So he says that I'm taking him to a very special place where we're going to learn certain things, and Sarah said, Leich l'shalom, go ahead, you have my bracha to go. What we see is that Avram had the challenge of how am I going to take Yitzchak to the Akedah? Sarah would never let. The Rachmanis of Sarah would never let if she knew what was happening. So Avram had to be Mekayim to take Yitzchak away from his mother. And that's called Shalech Tashalach Hasoim, sending away the mother so that I can take Yitzchak. And what mitzvah was Yitzchak Mekayim by the Akedah? Kaved Esavicha Vesimacha. Didn't ask any questions of Avram, although he had the right to, but he didn't. That's because of Zemunah in Avram as a Navi and a Tzadik, but because Kabbat is Avicha. He was Mekan the Mitzvah, and he thought to be Mekan the Mitzvah of Kabbat is Avicha. Vayechu Shnehem Yachtav, and Avram and Yitzchak went together, means the coming together of Shalech Tashalach Hasaim and Kibbut Ava Aim. And that's why we read it in Rosh Hashanah, we pointed out, the Akedah, because Rosh Hashanah is called the Yoyma Arichta, the long day, which is the same thing as Arichas Yomim. It's one day which is very 2 days long. That's called Arichas Yomim. It's double the amount of a regular day. And this would explain why Avraham and Yitzchak were zeichet to Arichas Yomim. Avraham lived 175 years, Yitzchak 180. The Torah says 120 years. Since when does people live that long since the Mabel? The Elamai. Avraham was involved in Shiluach HaKein, and Yitzchak was involved in the midst of Kibbut Ava Aim. And in doing so, they were zeichet to Arichas Yomim. That's Avraham and Yitzchak. So I'll call upon him. When we come back to our sugya, which is the sugya of Pinchas, after understanding Yaakov and Esav, pshnimius and chitzonius of the mitzvahs, as befrat Kibbut Ava Aim and Shiluach HaKein, the coming of those two mitzvahs together, we can explain based on Abarbanel, Sar Hamor, these two onyanim, Shiluach HaKein and Kibbut Ava Aim. Abarbanel, why does it say Pinchas ben Elaz ben Aaron HaKohen to teach us that even though he did a Maisach Zarius, nevertheless, Maisa B'Shubach Ba'or was very praiseworthy. The Torah is very proud of that. That even though Elaz and Aaron never were involved in anything like that, nevertheless, it's a Maisa Achzarius, it's a Maisa B'Shubach Ba'or. So that has its connection to the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Because the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is a mitzvah in Torah of which the Torah instructs us to do a Maisa Achzarius. A complete Maisa Achzarius. I mean, it's not even Amalek is a Maisa Achzari like this, because Amalek tries to kill you. So we have a mitzvah, Habala Hagim, Hashkala Hagai. They have a mitzvah to kill Amalek, and so too all the other To'evas, which the other Umos of Eretz Yisrael did. I mean, there's a Svara, there's a rhyme and a reason why we do that. But here, you're walking down the road, the bird is harmless, it doesn't care about you, you don't care about it. But the Torah says, you see the bird, shoo it away. How do you explain that? But that's because it's a Maisa Achzarius. And here too, Pinchas had to be Mekayim, a Maisach Zairis, completely against his nature, to kill Zimri, who was a Talmud Chacham and a Nasi and a Gadol Adar. because he was involved in an aveir, but kanaim poigim by. So that's the inyan of shiluach hakein, which is present and alluded to in Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. That's a babina. Tzor hamar, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Why? That even though on the surface it didn't seem like it was a ma'isa shalom, and it was against the Messiah, seemingly, of Elazar and Aaron HaKohen, the Torah wants you to know, no, it's following in the footsteps of Elazar and Aaron, Oiv Shalom, Roliv Shalom, Pinyin Yinai says, Brisi Shalom, it wasn't a ma'isa chsarias, it wasn't a ma'isa mochama, it was a ma'isa shal shalom. That's Kibbut Avoim. Because in doing so, it may have looked different, but like Yaakov and Yitzchak, in Pinyin it was exactly the Mahalach of Elazar and Aaron HaKohen. It was the Midah of Shalom. So the Torah wants you to know, says Torah Amor, that this is exactly the legacy of Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. That's Kibbut Avoim. So we have here a converging in one place by Pinchas, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKohen, and also Kibbut Avoim. And with this we can explain the question which we have said before. Medrash says that the reward which Pinchas received, bidin hu sheyitol schara. He deserved it bidin. It wasn't a matnas chinah, it wasn't a ma'isa chesed, it was bidin, because shtei tzachin Torah. It says that for the mitzvah shiluach hakein and kibud avayim, v'harachta yamin, v'mizeichet avich hasamim, and he had both by Pinchas. So whereas Avram lived 175, and Yitzchak lived 180, when you combine that together, that's 360 something years. So Mamele, we understand, Radak, Svarno, Pinchas lived over 300 years because he had combined Arichas Yamim of both Avram Yitzchak, Shiluach HaKein, and Mitzvah Kibbut Avoim. That would explain as well why he was Zeicha to Arichas Yamim Miflagas. And there's a remez to this as well, B'derach Gematria, because the Torah tells us, V'kanes kinasi b'seicham, v'lechilisis b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi. Take a look at Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, where he points out on these words, that's why he was Eichet Tarich HaSyamim. Because since he removed the Chema and the Magifa from Bnei Yisrael, and he let them live, so he should be Zeichet as well Tarich HaSyamim. So, B'Seicham V'Lechilisis Bnei Yisrael B'Kinasi is Gematria, these two mitzvahs we said before. It's Gematria, Kabides Avicha, and as well, V'Sabanim Tikach Lach, L'man Yitav Lach, V'Harach Tayamim.